Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie. I'm Sister Poochie, the Chicago-based poet. Also, I am the presiding minister for the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Pastor McCarty. I'm here for another episode of Flashback Fridays. I love coming to you on Friday, and I thank the Lord, my God, and my Lord and Savior for lifting my body up and allowing me to reach out to you every Friday. I deal with chronic pain and fibromyalgia, and sometimes the pain gets so much I just don't want to do anything. But you know, with the God that we serve, all things are possible. With the God that we serve, all things can happen. He can sustain you to allow you to do the things that he has ordained you to do. And so no matter what is going on in your life, you have to remember that God is there for you. Not only just Christ, but God. He was there in the beginning. He will be there in the end. Always on your side. Always looking after you. Always, in a way, giving us honor when we should be in awe of him, giving him the absolute greatest honor that we can give him. I'm not saying that everybody does this. I'm just thinking out loud, and that's what we do on Flashback Fridays. We just ponder on things. And one of the things I wanted to ponder on tonight was that of God, that fear of God that the Bible speaks about, is actually being in awe of him, being absolutely blown away by the thought or the concept of our God and what he has done. He loves us so much he sent his son. We already know that, you know, and we as Christians, we walk that out as disciple in discipleship. But if we just look, go back to Psalms, 27 chapters, the first through the fourth verse, I found this is something that I feel that needs to resonate in my soul and something that I want to meditate on for the rest of the week, and I hope that you enjoy the reading too. It's Psalms 27 chapter, the first through the fourth verse, and it says, "The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though any army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord is this, is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." He's too big to come down here for us. We need to seek him in his temple. We need to become spiritual and be able to go within ourselves and allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit so that we will have access to God and that we will begin to experience him even yet today. You know, they experienced them in the Old Testament, and we will experience them in the New Testament. I was listening to Charles Stanley, and he was talking about your Bible, and when God speaks to you or reveals a verse to you, it's good to write down in the margin what it meant to you. This way you have a history of when God is talking to you, when he's giving you revelation. And I thought that was something I just definitely wanted to pass on to people for them to do as well, is to, you know, write in your margins. I do that all the time. You know, I wrote here that this feel it in your soul. You have to feel this so deeply. You have to be so in love with your first love, you know, so in love with God and so in love with Christ that it just gives you joy just thinking about it. And when you begin to acknowledge it, it begins to change your life. And when you begin to have your life change, you begin to know just how awesome God is. All right, everybody, let's get rolling. First, I want to tell you that if you want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is email Sister Poochie, SISTAPOOCHIE, at journeyhomeministries.org, and someone will get back to you about when you'll be on the show. We will be debuting new people on Flashback Fridays. Also, Elder Faye is working on the Bible study. She's working on it really hard. The subject matter will be how the Holy Spirit works within us. That should be really good. And also coming up is Minister Kimberly Holbeck's Christian Life Coaching. That date will be to be announced. Look out for your social media. And we have House Inspiration with DJ Frankie Bye coming up this month, as well as Why Foresee You for Christ coming up. But you can listen to their old episodes to catch up before they air this month at www.journeyhomeministries.org. And everybody, let's get started with the show. First up on the mic is Cooley E, the Nazareth with Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Shit. Awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross. No matter where they count him. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, 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 my God is awesome, 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 yeah, my God is awesome, he took the loss upon that cross, no matter what he counts him, awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, 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 yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome,
yeah.
He the one who run this, I ain't talking Alan Ross. He paid the price upon that cross, his life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him, dirty mouths lost him, dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this awesome. Cause God has been so good to y'all, me, we 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, boy, he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah, yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and watch our love by sins away. So we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no hues of gray, no hues of green. So that means no Mary J. But my guy way better anyway. So it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome.
He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost.
Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome.
got is awesome.
Right, that was awesome by Cooley E, whose also name is Mugen Mentality. I used the visor for the ministry. But that was awesome. And that was, I really always like that song, giving all praise and glory for everything that we do in life, for every post that we post on Facebook, every tweet that we tweet out. It all has to be for the glory of God. And you know, when we want to give him glory because he is so magnificent, we are just so infatuated and in love with him that we just can't keep from singing, smiling, or doing anything else. So next up on the mic is How Can I Keep From Singing with Catherine Kendricks. Here we go.
My life. Oh,
All right, that was Catherine Kendrick. So How Can I Keep From Singing? Next up on the mic is Daniel Woodson with Miracles. That was Daniel Woodson with Miracles. You're listening to Flashback Fridays with Sister Poochie as we continue to praise and worship the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, if it was his sacrifice on Calvary that even gives us access to God so we can bow and adore him so we can praise him loud and praise him high. All right, we're coming from Psalms, the 27th chapter. David wrote some wonderful psalms to the Lord. 27th chapter, first through the fourth verse, and it goes, "The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though any army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Through war, the war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple." Seek him where he's at. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. I love that. Hallelujah. All right. It's time for the dance break by DJ Frankie Vibe. And we're flashing all the way back to 2011, February the 5th, to be exact. Frankie is super creative, and he came up with a dance mix that I just moved my soul and moved my spirit. I hope you guys enjoy it. Now, don't forget, the purpose of the dance break is to get up. If you can't get up like me, wiggle your toes or snap your fingers, you know. But the purpose of the dance break is to get up and give God some praise and give him some glory. And also is to find out the message that DJ Frankie Vibe is trying to give to you, because he himself has a ministry. Now, he only gets 15 minutes on Flashback Fridays, but on the House of Inspiration show with the ministry, he gets a whole hour. So if you like this now, you definitely got to tune in then. All right, everybody, here's the dance break for the weekend. Here we go.
You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless.
Afternoon, however difficult the moment, however frustrating.
Oh yeah, get that praise on with Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix by DJ Frankie Vibe. God bless everybody.
When I praise him, yes, lift him up each and every day. Oh, Frankie, that was an awesome, awesome mix. Thank you so much now and then, too, since it's Flashback Friday. Okay, Flashback Friday, fact of the week is Kimberly Cooper Horvath is not only our Christian life coach and associate pastor, she's also the president of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Incorporated. All right, everybody, let's keep this moving because I just feel the spirit all in the room, and let's go to Cocoa Street with Let God Rise.
Yeah. weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Right, that's Let God Arise by Coco Street. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Oh, that's my favorite hook to that. You listen to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is Flashback Friday with Sister Pucci. In this episode, I just needed to let you know, at the beginning on the 20th of June, I will not be able to broadcast, but I'll be coming back that following week. So that following Friday, but the 20th of June, definitely go to the archives, listen to some of the resources we have for you at the website, www.journeyhomeministries.org. That's www.journeyhomeministries.org. Okay, next up on the mic is Celebrate by the Scott Family.
How many people believe that this is their year of blessing? Point to yourself and say, this is my season.
Harvest.
The
Lord has
waiting. You've been patient. Now is your time. Walk into your harvest. It's your season. You gotta believe it. You gotta point to yourself. You gotta prophesy to yourself and say, I'm blessing the city.
Do we praise them, y'all? Do we praise them? No matter when you're listening to this, if you're listening live, I love you so much. And if you're listening later, I love you too. I appreciate the support. The ministry appreciates the support. And isn't it just, ooh, we praise them up here tonight. I know I had a whole praise session. I hope you joined in with me. I can feel you in my spirit, though. I know you're out there. All right, I want to go back to the reading of the week that I want you to meditate on. Write down, put tape up somewhere in your house or at work, wherever, in your car, wherever you need to do it. And just remember that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalms 27, chapter 4, verse. Again, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though any army besiege me, my heart would not fear. Though war might break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I shall dwell in the house of the Lord of all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Everybody, amen. Hallelujah. Amen to that. Amen to that. You know, the show is winding now, and I just want to take a moment again. It's not going to be enough time to play another song, so we might roll out of here a little bit early. But there's one song that I wanted to play called Baba for my friends in Ghana.
Your rain, let it fall on me. In abundance, and cause your way.